Chapter 89. As Mirsat led the way up the stairs, Langdon could tell that Bruder and Sinsky were worried. Admittedly, ascending to the second floor seemed to make no sense. Langdon kept picturing Zobrist's subterranean video and the documentary film about the submerged areas beneath Hagia Sophia. We need to go down. Even so, if this was the location of Dandolo's tomb, they had no choice but to follow Zobrist's directions. Kneel within the gilded mosaic of holy wisdom, and place thine ear to the ground, listening for the sounds of trickling water. When they finally reached the second level, Mirsat led them to the right, along the balcony's edge, which offered breathtaking views of the sanctuary below. Langdon faced front, remaining focused. Mirsat was talking fervently about the Deesis mosaic again, but Langdon tuned him out. He could now see his target, Dandolo's tomb. The tomb appeared exactly as Langdon remembered it, a rectangular piece of white marble inlaid in the polished stone floor and cordoned off by stanchions and chains. Langdon rushed over and examined the carved inscription. Henricus Dandolo. As the others arrived behind him, Langdon sprang into action, stepping over the protective chain and placing his feet directly in front of the tombstone. Mirsat protested loudly, but Langdon continued, dropping quickly to his knees, as if preparing to pray at the feet of the treacherous Doge. Next, in a move that elicited shouts of horror from Mirsat, Langdon placed his palms flat on the tomb and prostrated himself. As he lowered his face to the ground, Langdon realized that he looked like he was bowing to Mecca. The maneuver apparently stunned Mirsat, who fell mute, and a sudden hush seemed to pervade the entire building. Taking a deep breath, Langdon turned his head to the right and gently pressed his left ear to the tomb. The stone felt cold on his flesh. The sound he heard echoing up through the stone was as clear as day. My God! The finale of Dante's Inferno seemed to be echoing up from below. Slowly, Langdon turned his head, gazing up at Bruder and Sinsky. I hear it, he whispered. The sounds of trickling water. Bruder vaulted the chain and crouched down beside Langdon to listen. After a moment, he was nodding intently. Now that they could hear the water flowing downward, one question remained. Where is it flowing? Langdon's mind was suddenly flooded with images of a half-submerged cavern, bathed in an eerie red light, somewhere beneath them.